I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Moldova shuffles its government to beef up national security after Russia threatens to make it the next Ukraine. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says
they're getting a lot of pressure from Russia. They're fearful that they're going to be invaded as well.
Partners on the ground tell Yoder
80 to 90% of the people in Moldova would like to join the European Union. However, if something like that were to happen, you can only imagine how Russia would respond.
We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know the one who holds our world in his hands.
Pray that God would, through the Holy Spirit, work in the hearts of President Putin and others, that there would be peace.
Visit us online to help Keys for Kids bring hope to families through its devotionals for kids and teens. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
In times like this, people are more open to hearing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Then, FMI recently hosted a family conference in Bangladesh for pastors and their wives and children. Bruce Allen with FMI says ministry in Bangladesh has unique challenges, and pastors' families need support. Christians account for less than 0.5% of the population, so pastors supported by FMI have a lot of gospel work ahead.
Many of our partners, even in the rural areas, serve across multiple ministry sites. They might have 2, 3, 4 church sites that they're serving at, or they're doing outreach in a new village in hopes of launching a church. But even out in the rural areas, there's not a great infrastructure for how to get from point A to point B. So that's a major challenge for them.
Pray for growth of the gospel through the Bangladeshi church. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.